In this country, the Bush administration is broadening its emphasis on faith-based initiatives, moving from social service delivery to health care coverage. Proponents hope an emphasis on moral values will increase the marketability of a new Catholic health insurance plan for federal workers. Charlie Schlenker reports from member station WGLT in Normal, Illinois.
On the north side of Peoria, Illinois, OSF Health Plans shares a sprawling building that started out as a lumber yard with a heavy equipment maker. The company is part of OSF Healthcare, run by the Nuns of the Third Order of St. Francis, which also operates five Roman Catholic hospitals in Illinois and Michigan. OSF is the first company in the nation to specifically market an insurance option as faith-based. It excludes abortion, contraception, and artificial insemination. Thousands of federal workers in Illinois are eligible to choose the plan. Spokesman Jeff Cook says it was the federal government's idea to offer it.
You know, it's certainly not aimed solely at Catholics. It could be any religious affiliation if they don't believe in those services or don't feel like they'll ever need those types of services.
Family planning advocates call the plan a backdoor attempt to do what the Bush administration failed to do in its 2000 budget when it tried to remove contraception coverage from insurance policies covering federal workers. Gloria Felt is the president of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America. She says it interjects the government into church matters.
Federal dollars should not be used to advance one particular religion. That is just simply so against the fundamental principles of our separation of church and state.
But supporters of the option say there are lots of health policies available to government workers and their dependents. And Phil Karst, who heads the Illinois Catholic Health Association, says this plan doesn't cost the government any more money.
The person is choosing not to spend federal dollars because they find some particular part of the program is morally objectionable. And in that sense, they really are not using anybody else's money.
Critics of the plan worry it will confuse consumers who will inadvertently sign up for the plan because of a lower premium. Lois Utley heads Merger Watch, a New York-based group that studies the growing impact of religious-based consolidation of healthcare delivery. Utley says it's cheaper for both the insurance company and workers to pay for and use contraception.
Women who are enrolled in this restricted plan might end up using services that they might not otherwise use. It is possible that the plan will end up paying for unplanned pregnancies.
OSF Marketing Vice President Melody Berry says plans that exclude some categories of service are going to become more common, whether they're faith-based or not.
So I think the more that we're engaging people in their health care decisions, the better chance we've got to help improve the quality and begin to hold down some of the cost.
Planned Parenthood's Gloria Felt says 90% of American women use contraception at some point in their lives, and that includes the vast majority of Catholics as well. She hopes the marketplace will decide against health care policies that emphasize faith over coverage. For NPR News, I'm Charlie Schlenker in Central Illinois.